The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's easy to say, well, Kyle Shanahan blows another big lead. I don't really think it's on him. I really think what it boils down to is what I said all along. Kyle Shanahan doesn't have the quarterback that can do the things that he needs him to do. And I'm not saying Jimmy Garoppolo sucks. I'm just saying Jimmy Garoppolo down the stretch. First of all, even when they were building their lead, Jimmy wasn't doing anything particularly, you know, jaw-dropping. He was just kind of there. But then when the game was on the line, when they were trying to seal the deal, he wasn't very good.
I think the Jared Goff comparison is a good one because those guys, as long as they've got people around them, they can win. And I think you can win a Super Bowl with those guys, but everything else has to be in place. They're not going to be the reason you win.
Right.
And there are other quarterbacks in this league that will be the reason you win, Patrick Mahomes being one of them. I think Lamar Jackson has the potential to be that kind of guy. There's several guys that do that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to get on the Twitch channel, comment in the chat, you can do that. Pretty much all football the first 2 hours. And why not? It was Super Bowl Sunday. 850 says, do you ever see the NFL creating a cap-exempt player for these ridiculous quarterback salaries? I do not. And I guess they're really close to a new collective bargaining agreement. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But the cap is going up so much that it really, I don't say it doesn't matter, but a $40 million quarterback now is like a $25 million quarterback 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because, which is some of the things we're talking about Lance with, it's like for the O'Briens just to stay where they are is going to take some maneuvering. That's kind of my column for Wednesday is sort of where they fit in the AFC and how far they are behind, say, the Chiefs and the Ravens. And to me, the only way they can improve is going to be free agency. Because they didn't improve the coaching staff, so they're not going to get internally better.
No.
And they, you know, and now you've got guys like, okay, DJ Reader, what do you do with him? Carlos Hyde, what do you do with him? Bradley Roby, what do you do with him? And Roby's probably going to get number one corner money. Is he really worth that? Can you do better somewhere else? You need a number one corner. Because otherwise you're going in with Conley, Hargraves, and Johnson. And Johnson should get better, but he's not going to be a number one corner next year, I don't think, unless he improves significantly. So all of those are, you know, you've got to help the pass rush somewhere. And if you lose Reader, you're going to have to replace him. And we've talked before, the Tunsil deal, you need to get done. And I don't think that one, that's not going to be your cap crippler because he's already making $10 million. Even if you're paying him $16, it's just, okay, $6 million off your cap more. The Watson one is going to be the big one because that's going to be.
Because you haven't been paying him.
Yeah, he's making $4 million, and you're looking at adding $32, $33 million. And that's where you're going to have to start worrying about your cap room. Now, they can create some room elsewhere, and there's a lot of moves they can make. But I don't know that they're moves that make you better by getting rid of guys. And so that's why this whole offseason is going to be really important. But the good news is, if you're a Texans fan, it's all on O'Brien.
Yep.
He's in charge of everything. So if he can make things work, great. I'm sure he can. I'm going to be completely confident.
In the O'Brien, the GM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've officially renamed the team the O'Briens because he runs everything, right?
Yeah, it's fair.
So, but I feel like, well, this is where he's going to have to earn his money. And, you know, if you lose a bunch of those guys and try to replace them with a bunch of donkeys, you're not going to be better next year. And, yeah, it obviously a lot can happen. I think the Chiefs can always have that hangover. We see it all the time. We saw it with the Rams this year. And you know, they're going to have to, guess what? They're going to have to pay Patrick Mahomes too. So they're going to be in the same boat as the Texans.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with Lance. I think $40 million is going to be the number for Mahomes.
I think so too.
And
I think it's fair.
And it's what it's worth. Yeah. If,
the question is, well, actually we know the answer to the question. Is Mahomes worth $40 million? Yes. He just proved it.
Yeah.
The question becomes, is Watson worth $40 million? We don't know. And that's what makes it scary. With Mahomes, you know what his ceiling is. You know what he's capable of. He's a league MVP. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's the unquestioned best quarterback in the league right now. We don't know what Watson is. We know he's not Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and nor should he get what Mahomes gets.
But he probably will.
Well, he shouldn't. And to me, the three guys that we should be talking about here are Dak, Watson, and Mahomes. To me, I'll solve all three of them for you right now, Bill, if you're listening. Dak, 34. Watson, 36. Mahomes, 40.
Okay.
That's fair. I think Watson deserves a little more than Dak. He does not deserve nearly as much as Mahomes.
To me, Dak and Deshaun are in the same boat. I mean, they're in a boat that's floating behind Patrick Mahomes' boat.
Well, everybody's boat's floating behind Patrick
Mahomes' boat. But I don't think either one of them has accomplished something that really sets them apart from the other.
Yeah, I feel like,
in fact,
Watson can win games for you, and Prescott is just, to me, he's a sexy Andy Dalton.
Well, here's what I'll say.
And I'm not paying a sexy Andy Dalton more than I'm paying Deshaun Watson.
Okay, I'll play devil's advocate. Dak Prescott hasn't missed damn near a whole season with an injury.
No.
And Dak Prescott's been paid nothing so far.
Yeah, but what a guy's been paid. He got drafted in the third round. But that has nothing to do with it.
But
to me,
I mean, the fact that one guy's been able to stay healthy the entire time, there's something to be said for it. Do I think Deshaun's a better player? Yeah. Do I think he's deserving of more money than Dak at this point? I think they're about the same.
Yeah, I think he's going to get more, though. And he probably should, because he's more important to the Texans than I think Dak is to the Cowboys.
I agree with that.
I think Dak is I don't want to say replaceable.
He's more replaceable than Deshaun. Because he's a solid quarterback,
but yeah.
So. The rest of Dak's team is significantly better than the rest of Deshaun's team.
But I still think Zeke Elliott's the guy who makes that thing go. But, you know, it's a running back.
Yeah.
So you wanted to get into the UH game?
Yeah, I wanted to hear your thoughts on it, on if you were so mad you wanted to bite somebody. And honestly, a one-game suspension seems light to me.
Well, here's the thing, and maybe you saw it differently. I saw the guy's leg hit his mouth. I didn't see him chomp down on him.
He bit him. He came out and he admitted that he bit him. You got to. That should be more. I don't know. I don't know how long it should be, but that's like throwing a punch. You can't go around. It's probably grosser than throwing a punch.
Yeah. I watched that replay 20 times, and it at no point did I see him chomp down. So if he admitted he chomped down, well, he obviously got a suspension.
Well, and he's suspended by UH.
Yeah.
Like, but Keldon Sampson suspended him for the game.
But to me, and that's why I don't know how you make that call, really, unless you heard him say, "Hey, I bit him on purpose." Because how can you tell? It just looked like his face hit his leg, and that was it. That was, to me, you know, okay, if he did it, great. But there was no real evidence visually that showed that. So that one kind of pissed me off. And then there were two other calls in the game that were just blatantly bad. And you know, they needed to close it out. That's kind of on them. But it sure felt like they were trying to get Cincinnati a signature win down the stretch. So that certainly helped.
Well, maybe don't bite people.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he did it, he did it. But again, from what I saw on TV, you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And how you can make that call based on that, unless, like I said, unless the guy admitted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just a crappy all-around finish to that game.
Yep.
And yeah, you're right. I think if he admitted he did it and said he bit the guy, he should get more than one game.
Yeah, he apologized for his actions. Kelvin Sampson came out and apologized for him. Yeah, it's that's a bad look. And I mean, we've seen guys get bit in fighting. Alex Morano got bit in a fight. Like, the guy got disqualified for biting him during a fight, which is insane, but it happened. It happens more often than you would think in sports, and I don't understand why dudes bite other dudes.
You're supposed to stop doing that when you turn 4.
Yeah.
But the real issue for me is that while I think this team is very talented, they still don't have that go-to guy. There's not that one guy who steps up in that situation where nobody's scoring and makes the plays at the end of a tight game. And that's a concern moving forward. But yeah, I was very disappointed in the way they finished that game.
Yeah.
Not just that call, but the elbow thing. I mean, I just thought there were some really crappy calls down the stretch, and that's why I didn't want to talk about it. Because anytime I think that there's crappy calls, I like to just leave it alone. But I do think that they did not benefit from any calls down the stretch.
So we'll have Buzz Williams on next, and then I want to get into a little Rockets talk before we get out of here today, if you don't mind.
You want to go over our NFL predictions?
Oh, I want to do that too. Boy, were we dreadful. How much time do we have in this segment? Yeah, that's probably about all the time we need. But our Super Bowl champion predictions, Fred, you had the Patriots.
Fail.
I had the Rams.
Fail.
Aaron had the Chargers.
Biggest fail.
We all had the Chiefs in the Super Bowl at least, so I guess that's...
Well, no, I couldn't have had the Chiefs.
Or we all had the Chiefs in the playoffs, I mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, we all took the we took some bad ones. Fred, you and I both took the Jags to win the division. That didn't end up panning out.
Crickets.
Aaron, you were the only one who took the Ravens to win the AFC North. Good call by you.
I got the entire AFC North correct.
Yeah, good for you.
And all three of us got the entire AFC East correct.
Well, that's easy. Well,
but I also called the Bills being a wild card.
Okay. What else was dreadful that we did? Yeah, of course, I picked the Rams to win the NFC West.
And I picked the Vikings to win the North, which,
I mean, they were at least a playoff team. That's not bad.
I had Cowboys over Eagles.
I picked the Falcons to make the playoffs and the Saints not to. That's a bad call. This thing at the bottom, what'd you do? Add up everybody's total correct picks?
Yeah, so there's...
So I'm the champion?
So 1 point per team correct in that order. Then you get another point for your wild card teams, and then there could have been another point for your Super Bowl pick. So 37 points total.
Okay.
So and you had 16, I had 15, and Fred had 12.
All right, well, another thing I'm the best at. Thank you.
That seems like...
Thank you for putting that together, Aaron. Yeah, don't argue it.
It just seems like a kind of... subjective scoring system
adds
there.
To my legacy of... Well, Fred, you weren't even close. You had no chance.
No, I know that. But
adds to my legacy of greatness.
Stop. If you want to actually break it down by teams who had a real chance, your NFC champ didn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't.
So you deserve no points for that.
May God have mercy on you.
and same to you, Aaron, with your Chargers.
I know.
Yeah, so somehow you get all these points even though you're picked to go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, but I wasn't going to wait every single round and everything like that.
Well, why not?
It's easier just to give everything 1 point and add it up.
That's lazy.
Because we still all got the Super Bowl wrong.
That's lazy.
100% wrong.
Yeah,
well, so there would have been no negative points. It just would have been, if you would have gotten the Super Bowl right, you would have gotten extra points.
At least both of my teams made the playoffs. Who else can say that? My Super Bowl teams made the playoffs.
Not me.
Okay. So I think you might want to rethink your bragging here on being the champion. But that's fine. I noticed he's got like marked out points here on everybody. So he didn't even add them up right the first time.
Yeah, I had missed one.
All right. I'll grudgingly give it to you guys, even though at least my Super Bowl teams made the playoffs.
Did you decide to agree with the final results on the Lemon Lime Gatorade?
No, I didn't. It's Twitter. I don't...
Well, there's 7 minutes left in the voting process, technically. The current results with 501 votes, 84.4% yellow, 15.6% green.
That's not yellow.
That's yellow.
You can argue that it's not green, but you can't tell me that's yellow. That's
if
just
you're
silly.
Only doing like the basic six colors, like yellow, blue, but we're red, not, purple, we're not, orange, green.
That's not how things. That's not real life.
If
AJ.
It's yellow or green, it's yellow.
But this that it's no, it's not. It's not even close to yellow. It's not even close to green either. At that point. If we're just using the basic colors, which, hey, we're all 4 years old. We only have 8 crayons in the box. Come on. That's not how life works.
Well, what color is the wall, Fred?
It's the same color the Astros uniform used to be.
What color is that?
What did they call it? Rust or something?
Man, I don't see, know. You're like a woman.
No.
It's red.
That is... But it's not pure red. That's the thing.
No, it's not pure red, okay, but it's red.
But you can't sit here and just say, oh, well, that makes it red. No.
So the Gatorade's not mustard yellow, but it's yellow.
It's not yellow. Well, it's yellow-green at worst. So that's all right.
I think your eyes are failing you in your old age.
No, you just, but that's all right. That's 80% of the people who don't get the hockey plays tomorrow. Congratulations. That's what you get for being dickweeds. All right. What do I have here? Oh yeah, well I'm having a bad experience with all you just Twitter. I think I'm gonna do a thing for mybadexperience.com on Twitter. No, guys, if you've had any kind of problems with a business, this is a new site, and it's your duty to share the ugly truth about bad business. And for $4.99, you can tell everything. Maybe even get a resolution with the business to compensate for your loss of hard-earned money. And this is a real site, no fake stars or ratings, no ads. Warn others before it's too late. You can post any bad experiences and make them accountable. This is a site for the consumer. And the reviews stay up even when they're resolved. And it could be a plumber. It could be an auto repair shop. It could be anything where you had a bad experience and they basically wouldn't make it right. Well, go on there. And this is not a troll site. I mean, everything's verified. So go to mybadexperience.com and let them know what's going on. $4.99. You can tell all. MyBadExperience.com. A paid review is a legit review. Stop bad business today. MyBadExperience.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Breaking news. Sort of while the interview was running. Your Houston Astros have a new general manager. He is James Click from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Good resume. I mean, it's not a bad hire. It is an analytics-driven guy, which makes the Dusty Baker hire even more head-scratching. I'll never understand it, and you can't convince me, well, they had to make a big PR splash and let people know they're doing things the right way. I don't get that. You fired the guy. That should be enough. You fired everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get some, Mother Teresa in here to run the thing because... You got rid of the guys who were essentially your scapegoats. But I like this hire for the Astros. That's the kind of guy that I think they should have been looking for. So I'm good with it.
Yeah, young up-and-comer, success with a team that didn't have any money. And, yep. You know, I mean, there's a lot to like here based on what his track record is. Obviously, you don't know until the guy gets in the job. But of all the names that were thrown out there, I think that was the one that intrigued me the most. So... Hopefully it'll work out. So there you have it. You have a new GM. What else do we need to get to?
I wanted to talk about the Rockets possibly trading Clint Capella, which, again, here's me being a genius. I know if you remember when they signed Clint Capella to a ridiculous deal, I said, why are they doing this? This guy's not what they want. And sure enough, now they're like, oh. We don't want this. We don't want to be paying Clint Capella all this money. Yeah, obviously. So they're going to try to move him apparently to an Eastern Conference team because they wouldn't want Clint Capella coming back to haunt him. I don't know what they think they're going to get. I've heard that they like the Hawks as a trade partner. I can't imagine that... even for a moment that the Hawks would consider putting DeAndre Hunter in any kind of a conversation. And that's who apparently, like, they want a wing.
Yeah.
So when I hear that and I'm like, oh, they want the Hawks, they can't really want DeAndre Hunter. That would be ridiculous. Who knows what the Rockets are thinking, but it'd be ridiculous for the Hawks to even consider it.
But it's not like the Hawks are a smart organization either.
And they're not.
So
they were smart to draft DeAndre Hunter, though.
Yeah. Well, I like that guy a lot. I just
don't mess that up.
But here's my question. And if I get that the Rockets want to move the guy, but he does have a lot of production. He does fit what this team does.
Well, he's basically the only guy on the team who rebounds.
Yeah. I mean, how do you replace that?
I don't know. Well, they say they want to get another big back as well, which is weird. I guess you're just trying to get a cheaper big, which, yeah, everybody wants a guy who's... You want a guy who's... you're not going to lose a lot of production, but you pay him less. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, good luck with that. I just think it's... I will be surprised if they get anything done, because I don't think they're going to get the value that they would like to get for him. And I don't know how you replace what he does.
I don't either.
So,
they seem intent on, like, going with this significantly smaller than usual lineup. Like, they think that's what works for them, which I mean, I guess if you think that's going to work for, I can't imagine it's going to work forever.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not going to work all the way to a title.
Well, I mean, at this point, what can they do that's going to work to a title?
I don't know. I mean, that's obviously they're at this point, it's time to start throwing things at the wall again and see what sticks. So,
yeah. And honestly, I think I would be careful about what rumors I hear out there on this, because if Morey's proven anything, it's, well, obviously that he can piss off China.
Yeah.
But he also, whatever deal he makes, you don't really see coming. It's not something that people have talked about.
Yeah.
So, all right. We're down to one segment. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Speakers of glory.
Yeah, yeah. We want the bodies on. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Buzz Williams Show at 7. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 8. I'm disappointed because I like listening to Glenn on the way home now that I'm... like all about.
Oh, you don't like listening to Buzz?
I just heard Buzz on our show, so I don't really need to hear him again. But that's okay, because I'm kind of getting into soccer a little bit.
Okay. Oh, great. Don't start trying to talk about it.
I won't. It's just like hockey. I don't talk about hockey on the show other than to give people bets.
All right.
Do you got a dumbass report?
I do. Let's start in Jefferson City. You know where that is, Fred?
Is anywhere near Jefferson County?
No. Jefferson City, you were supposed to say, oh, Jefferson City, Missouri. And I was going to go, no, Jefferson City, Kansas. But you failed.
Yeah, well, I didn't know where it was. I would have guessed Louisiana, actually.
That's so. All right.
Me and the president. We don't know bleep.
A man has been arrested, charged with receiving stolen property and unlawful use of a weapon after he allegedly fired a stolen handgun to try to break up a fight.
Okay.
There was a disturbance, and when en route, officers learned that two shots had been fired. They were both fired into the air, apparently. And they found the suspect. Here's the weird thing. This skirmish happened at a funeral. So there was a fight at a funeral, and someone decided that they should shoot a Glock into the air to break up the fight at the funeral. And of course the serial number on the weapon matched a gun reported stolen. He said that he had purchased a gun from $300 from an unknown individual sometime in November.
Not wise, guys.
San Antonio, you know what state San Antonio's in?
Mexico.
Kansas. 38-year-old man was arrested after threatening to kill his coworkers. Police were called to a local chemical manufacturing facility on January 28th after workers said a temporary employee, William Sturtz, started making threats like the Columbine shooting and saying he would use chemicals to dissolve bodies and make explosives.
Okay.
Why do you think he made these threats? They were making fun of him because he shaved his beard.
Oh.
Yeah. Sturtz had shaved his full beard the night before, and another employee made comments about him being a new employee and the company hiring a new female. Sturtz allegedly went back to his coworker and said, "What's his problem? Hasn't he ever heard of Columbine before? He's the reason for workplace violence." Wah. He was charged with terroristic threats. That'll get it done.
Yeah.
There's a mugshot of him with no beard. I'd like to have seen it with beard, but what are you going to do?
Usually the guy with the beard is more scary.
Yeah.
So.
A 20-year-old Michigan man has been arrested after police say he relieved himself. He was in Florida. The Michigan man was in Florida at St. Petersburg at a nightclub. Went out on the balcony and let loose. Unfortunately, there were two women on a bench below where he let loose. Yeah.
Dumbass.
He probably thought it was okay in Florida.
They were two women sitting on a bench below were struck in the face, mouth, head, hands, and arms with urine as they looked up to see what was hitting them.
They probably could smell what it was. They didn't need to look up.
Arrested, and he's being held on $1,000 bail. And finally, a woman was... an argument went bad, also in St. Petersburg.
At a funeral?
No. This was at a home where a woman smeared dog feces in her husband and her fiancé's face. She was reportedly intoxicated, spontaneously admitted to deputies that she did smear dog feces in the face of her victim, and was unwilling to provide any more details as to why. She was. She has a rap sheet already that includes drug paraphernalia, battery, disorderly conduct, lots of stuff. But yeah, now add to that smearing her fiance's face with dog poo.
Real keeper there.
Yep, can't wait to wipe that up.
All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Good job today, Aaron. Really good job today, Hoffman. See, look at the Baylor's uniforms. That's yellow. Oh, well, never mind. All right. Hope everybody has an awesome Monday night. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.